Success on Demand is like this dope sisterhood of strong, ambitious women who love business but crave success. We come together and talk self-improvement, goals, and even life stories. And more than anything, we're a part of a community for us and by us. Let's have Boss Talk.
What's good, you guys? Thank you so much for tuning in to Success on Demand. We are so happy to see you guys in the new year, and we have so many awesome special guests to bring on the show. I am your host, Dee Lake, and today on the show, we have Shanika Canty, and she has so much to talk to us about today, from being an author, how to self-publish, things about confidence, creativity, just all up and down the spectrum of either entrepreneurship or just really tapping into the creative side of yourself. Without further ado, I would like to go ahead and let her just say a few things about herself, and then we'll jump right into the interview.
Well, hey, everybody. And Dee, thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited. A little bit about myself. My name is Shanika Canty. And I am a Amazon 2-time best-selling author, writer,
yes,
and now a freelance creative clarity coach. And
yes,
it is just my heart's desire to see individuals releasing their creative power into the marketplace. And I just like to highlight the stigma that people think that because they're not a writer, a singer, a dancer, an actress, that they're not a creative.
Yeah.
If you have an a mind, and you nurture it and you utilize it, you are a creative. Especially as Christians, just believers. According to Ephesians 2:20, we are created in Christ Jesus. We are His workmanship. So. And the Father, God of all, created us. So I'm like, how dare you call yourself not a creative? That is just disrespectful. So I just like breaking down that stigma, letting people know, hey, you are a creative being. You were created in the image of the Father. So you are a creative. So let's get to work.
Yes, ma'am. I love that. And I totally agree with that. I think that it's a big deal for everyone to, not even if they want to just be a singer or a dancer or a poet, just like you said. I think that creativity can be used in every aspect of life. It can be used in the home if you're an at-home mom, and it can be used if you're a teacher. It can be used just all through the different spectrums of life. And I love that you're really pushing that and helping people to understand that we all have creativity within us. We came from the creator. So I love that so much. Now,
yes,
about your story, how I know you is that you are an entrepreneur and just all around author. And I love what you're doing in that sphere. And I would love for you to kind of just tell people about the two books that you've written, if not more, and also, what inspired you to become an author in the first place?
Well, I started writing stories when I was in like the third or the fourth grade. And I remember my homeroom teacher, it was open school night. She told my mom, your daughter, wrote a story, and it's a little bit advanced. It was about two fish that fell in love and had a baby. So it went away for a little bit. I've had internships in high school from production companies and seeing how things work. And I was like, this seems kind of cool. So I was going to school for communications, absolute fail. So then in 2011, I met an entrepreneur. Her name is Loretta White. And she just like mentored me, took me under her wing. And during the time of getting to know each other and establishing different things that we like to do, we noticed that our love life absolutely sucked. Not speaking that into existence, though. I cancel, void, and delete it.
But
in 2015, Veterans Day, we published our first book, Business or Love. It hit the Amazon bestsellers list in the pre-order stage, and everybody was just downloading the Kindle copy. It was in a hot new release section for 4 weeks. And from there, it was just like, oh my God. Then in January 2016, I published my first solo book, Their Vow. It was a part of a short story series. Sadly, I had to lay it to rest. I'm like, okay, it was fun writing it. It was about a book, but telling my personal story, but in a fiction format of when I chose to be celibate. And, you know, I'm like, I learned a lot through trial and error. And then my third book, Kena and Tyla, A Lesson Learned, which was a spinoff from my characters in Business of Love, was released in July 2016.
Wow. And then in,
technically, I'm remembering now. This is so sad. My fourth, officially my third book that was released was My Story in a Pain to Passion Anthology. That was published, well, it was compiled by Nikisha King and Deanna Booker. Mm-hmm. So that was more so like pretty much me telling my testimony of like, you know, my testimony. I'm empowered by my testimony because I'm like empowered by my struggles. It's a quote that I used to use.
Yeah.
And through that book, I was featured on CNN iReport, which was absolutely amazing. The book was turned into like a short documentary. I wasn't a part of the documentary, but the fact that I was still a part of the book. And then my fourth book, Kena and Tyla, was released in July. And just recently, I released my fifth book. It was back in September. It became an Amazon number one bestseller. It was The Woman Behind the Mask 3.
Yes.
And that was compiled by a wonderful woman named Nakia P. Evans. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And now I'm working on number six.
Yes, I'm like, ma'am.
It's like when I talk about it, I'm like, wait, I've really done a lot of great things.
Cause we on just about every social network, and I had no idea that. Like, I knew you had at least done two, and I knew that you had co-authored, like at least one too. So I wasn't really sure like how many, but just hearing you speak about it, like I want to pause for a second and just let people know that when I first met Shanika, we hadn't done anything.
It was just an idea.
Nothing. Neither one of us had really like made any leaps and bounds in the things that we were talking about doing. I think at that time, like, you knew you could write, but I don't think that you had even started your first book yet. When we first ever met, we were just on conference calls, I think is how we met. We were somehow, I don't even know, but somehow we started networking, like messaging on Facebook or something like that. Like, I'm not even really sure.
It was through your mom.
Yes.
I remember, because, you know, it was some Facebook group that your mom was a part of and I was a part of. And I remember from her products and when she used to produce, like, her blog posts.
Yes.
And then one day she tagged you and I in a post. And I was like, oh, okay, who's this young lady? She's like, oh, that's my daughter. I said, oh, I didn't know you had a daughter. Because, you know, your mom looks really, really great. You know, black don't crack.
Yes.
Anyway. I love all races, though. I love all races. I'm just putting that out there.
Yes.
But, you know, that melanin. Okay. Anyway, Shanika. So, yeah. And then we just got started from that. I think this was like 2014.
Yeah.
Because at the time, I think at the time, me and Loretta, we was launching C, Successfully Empowering Entrepreneurs. And then everything just took off from there. And then, you know, we started the Queenpreneur Connection, and I missed that Facebook group so
much. Man, listen, I think that was one of the first Facebook groups that truly, for me, that I was a part of, that truly taught people about the joy and the reward of networking with people via internet. Because before, it was like, yeah, you can go meet people and stuff. That was before brunches and stuff like that even became a thing. Women's empowerment events and stuff like that. Like, that was truly the birth of women finding other women that they could relate to and that they could collaborate with and network with. And I met so many people through that page. Like, it's not even funny. And I'm a part of hundreds of them, but like, that was definitely one of the first ones. I missed that page too.
Yeah, you know, things just sort of, you know, just like branched out. And I mean, I did build a lot of valuable connections myself, even with being, you know, like the ex-visionary founder. And sometimes I even go on SoundCloud and I'll listen to the Tela Summit that we did, you know, the brand new You Tela seminar. Mm-hmm. And I've been blessed so many times. I'm like, wow, this is good. I need to repurpose this or something.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of touch.
Exactly. And I'm like, that's the beauty of entrepreneurship. You can repurpose so much.
Tell me how you were going to finish. No, because it's leading right into what I wanted to ask you next. So go ahead and finish because I want to hear it.
It's like, with me, I've started a lot of stuff. I've stopped it. And I'm really learning that, okay, sometimes you don't have to reinvent the wheel. God will lead you right back to the same thing that you put down. And he'll be like, okay, listen, I need you to ride this thing out. Because sometimes people, they're like, oh, are you Shanika? You know, I see you used to do like network marketing. Like, I'll get inbox messages and they'd be like, you know, you don't know how much you blessed me with like the old conference calls you used to do. Like, sometimes you gotta take it back to the basics. And I'd be like, wow. So I know God just been like, all right, Shanika, all right, let's get the work. So I'm like, it's just a blessing though. So, you know, it's coming from like a loving place. He truly is a loving father. And I'm just excited for what's like.
And I think that the one thing I'm going to say before, because I already know, I remember now, me and you, we could talk forever. But let me tell you, that's one thing, and I've said this multiple times just throughout this year, is that I feel like 2017 and 2018 were hard years for a lot of people. Like, I know some people say, you know, you'll hear somebody say every year, oh, this year has been awful for me. But this has been the 2 years where I feel like these have been the most people saying, this year is hard for me. You know, I'm learning so much this year. My trials have been large this year. My struggles have been tough this year. It's just I've been seeing this pattern throughout 2017 and 2018, and I feel like 2019 is going to be the birth year for a lot of people. It's going to be the year of, all right, I've gone through this, I've learned these lessons, I've done these things, and now let's birth these things, let's birth these ideas, let's birth these businesses. Like, let's take everything that we've learned and put it into that thing that helps us to form our purpose. And that's what I'm excited about, because not just for myself, but all of the amazing entrepreneurs I've talked to this year, including you, I just feel like so much is happening or is going to happen in 2019. And that's really what's leading me to the question that I have for you next. I just wanted to know what are three lessons that you've learned that you feel like have really shaped where you are and where you're going right now?
Clear communication is number one. So many things have transpired in my personal life, which like bled on over into like my entrepreneurship life. And it's just like, you have to clearly communicate your desires, which leads into number two, boundaries.
Yeah.
You have to set boundaries. Like, I used to be the type when I first started, you know, well, maybe this price point is too high. But what changed me was the summer of last year. This one lady, she was like, Shanika, I've been following you for so long and I want to ask you a couple of questions. She said, what is your rate? I said, it's $97. She said, send me a PayPal link. She paid it within 2 minutes of the conversation and we only spoke for like 20, 30 minutes.
Wow.
And
she knew that not only your value, but that it was low, but that your prices could have been way higher than that. But that said, you know, that she just was like, oh, okay, right now, let's do it right
now. And it took me by surprise, which is the third thing, is confidence. We have to have confidence in what we've been called and purposed to do, and just knowing that all is well. I was listening to a video a long time ago by Bob Proctor called Reprogramming the Subconscious Mind that was given to me from this like mastermind group that I was in for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned a quote by Steve Jobs. I may be quoting it wrong, but he said, you can't connect the dots looking forward. You have to connect the dots like from like the back, knowing that it's all going to lead up to where you're meant to be.
Yeah.
And pretty much that goes to say like everything that's transpired in 2016, 17, 18, or from way back when, don't look back. Keep looking forward, because you have to know and trust that it's all going to serve you no matter what. That goes to like in Romans 8:28, you know, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And yes. I'm pretty sure everybody else know the rest of the scripture. And whether good or bad is going to work out. To me, I believe if you have confidence, you know, you have a pure heart, it's going to serve you well in the long run.
Yes, I totally agree. And I love the idea of kind of looking at things from the back end for so many different reasons, because I think that just as especially an entrepreneur who's in the first stages, who's just kind of trying to figure everything, be in the front of things and say, you know, I think I need to do this, 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 and this. I've noticed that mm-hmm. I make the best plans when I'm not looking back, but when I'm in a position where I'm like, okay, let me see where this didn't work at, and let me see where I need to change this at. And then it helps me to just make better decisions. It helps me to make a very, very good decisions. And even when I'm speaking to other entrepreneurs, my thing right now that I like saying is, when you're thinking about the goals that you're trying to reach, make sure that you're staying in the present and that you're not in the last chapter of your life's book. Because a lot of times we're looking at our situation and we're going, dang, how come I'm not making this much yet? How come I'm not getting this many followers or likes or whatever our goals are yet? And it's because we're way in the last chapter of our life's book, rather than mm-hmm. being in the present right now. And that's why I mm-hmm. love what you just said about just kind of looking at things from the back and going, you know, how can I move forward with this? So thank you so exactly. much for that.
You're welcome.
And another thing that I wanted to ask you was, what is one thing? Because I know there's a lot of things that we overcome when we're trying to, you know, birth different things. But what is something that you recently overcame that used to hinder you while you were working within your brand or building your brand?
I would have this confidence. You know, I would do things and I would like ask people, you know, what do you think about this, instead of just rolling with it, knowing it felt good to me. So I was like, definitely, like, it's all about self. 2019, I don't care what anybody say, you have to be selfish.
Yes.
With yourself. You yes. know, you have to take care of you, because I'm like, if you're sitting here doing this, that, and the third for other people, how is it going to benefit you in the long run?
Yes, 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 yes. And take it a step further. When you say, like, confidence, at like, what pushed you to take yourself out of that box that you were putting yourself in? Like, what are some things that you did to, you know how we have to pep ourselves up? Like, we have mm-hmm. to, it's a process of building that confidence. What were some things that you did to kind of put yourself out there and privately to get yourself ready?
It was a quote that I seen by, I think it was Lisa Nichols. And she said, believing and knowing that the box does not exist. There was never a box. Mm. So who are you to try to fit me into this invisible box? My Heavenly Father is limitless. So therefore, I am a limitless spirit being, and in spirit, there is no lack.
Yeah.
So I tie that into confidence, because confidence is just knowing who you are and whose you are, and just being and having respect for other people, what they believe in. I would just say just being connected to source.
Yes.
And knowing that, and you know, source is a spirit being, and I have that same spirit residing within me. It's a part of who I am. So if I believe I am a spirit being, and in spirit there is no lack, I lack no good thing. My confidence, yes. it overflows. And when you have confidence in what you're doing, and you know what you're talking about, and you know that you have proven results. Like in network marketing, we like to say documentation beats conversation. Like they say, yes. men lie, women lie, numbers don't lie. It's yes. gonna add up somehow.
So it was if like, it's not on paper, it didn't happen.
So it's just knowing that, you know, hey, you know, I am this limitless being. So why should I have to, I should settle for less, knowing, you know, I have the confidence to do what I've been called to do. And hey, you probably got some people that may have like $30 in a bank account, but the way they present themselves is the confidence you will never know.
Yes. It's been time. I love that.
It was times I'm doing Facebook Lives and I'm sitting here like, oh my gosh, like I have this to pay, especially when I relocated from New York to Orlando with just $1,000 in my bank account. And it was, and then I lost my job like 3 months after I moved down here. But I had the confidence in knowing that I'm provided for in every single way.
Talk to us about taking chances, because you just reminded me, and I'm so sorry to cut you off. You just reminded me that you took that leap. Okay. You took that leap. Most people are like, oh, I'm going to leave Florida and I'm going to go to New York. But you said, no, I'm going to leave New York and I'm going to come to Florida. I had no idea you only had $1,000, but tell us a little bit about, and I'm going to tell you the context that I like for you to say it, because there's somebody who's going to be listening to this, who's contemplating making that life-changing move. They're contemplating taking that life-changing job. They're contemplating making that right change, that life-changing decision. And they're on the edge right now and they're thinking to themselves, like, I'm not sure. Like, I don't know how to do it. I only have this much money. I don't have the support. People are saying it's a crazy idea. Like, tell us about how you came through that situation and some advice that you would give somebody who's thinking about doing the same thing.
That's the beautiful thing about building relationships with people and just truly, genuinely connecting with people. But it goes back to what I was saying a little bit earlier. Trusting in source. Knowing that you're going to be provided for. Because a lot of people, they really don't know the backstory between me and Loretta, but a little bit, a long story short, me and Loretta met off of Tag in 2011. We met for the first time in 2014. Just one time.
Wow.
One time we spent like, it was like a day and a half we spent in Atlanta, but we've cultivated such a relationship to where I actually stayed with her the first year that I was in Orlando.
Wow.
And
that's amazing.
And I've had times when I'm like, you know, I probably want to move out of Florida. And people are like, well, Shanika, you can stay with me if you want. People I've never even met yet. Like, our spirits met, but physically we haven't met. It's been times when I was like, what am I doing down here? And I got frustrated. I'm like, it's so slow. They're not paying well. But then I'm like, sometimes you have to take that pay cut to protect your peace that's going to push you into your destiny.
You better say it, Shanika.
Because I'm like, I'm making X amount of dollars, but I'm like, where I'm currently, I've been deployed to for an assignment. I don't like to say employed. I've been deployed there for a season. I don't come home stressed.
Yeah.
Like, I've been working since I was 15 years old and I'm 26 going on 27 in February.
And looking good.
I'm telling you, girl. So I was like, wow, like I literally took a pay cut to where I'm at now. Because I was like, sometimes I'm like, you have to do that, but just trust to know that you're going to be provided for in all ways. And it's been times when I'm like, all right, Lord, all right, how this going to pan out?
What now? Right.
How this going to pan out? But he's faithful. And, you know, to the person who's thinking about taking that leap of faith, of course you have to plan and, you know, you have to have your resources. But that's the beautiful thing about social media and the internet. Use it. It's there. And, and of course, you know, you have to just trust and believe and network with people. Say, you know, sometimes you got to be bold enough to put that post on Facebook. Hey, I'm really feeling led to move to X, Y, and Z or do X, Y, and Z. Do you have any resources? And it's that one person that'll help just steer you down the path. And of course, using discernment, because you can't trust everybody.
And you never know. And I love that you said that about just the internet and social media in general, because you just never know. And one thing I loved about a sermon I heard a long time ago is that sometimes God will make it so that you're the solution to somebody else's problem and they're the solution to yours.
Exactly.
And you could say, hey, I'm looking for this place in Philadelphia, and somebody who's about to lose their apartment and is willing to rent out their extra bedroom so that they can have a roof over their head might run into that and say, this is a blessing. This is somebody who's a decent human being. They're looking for a place. I got a place to offer. Let's come together and we'll both be blessed. Like, you just never know what putting that pride to the side, because sometimes it is about boldness, but a lot of times we have too much pride to ask for things. We have too much pride to tell people, hey, I'm finna be homeless, or hey, I just lost my job, or I've been hungry. Or whatever it is that we may say, like, sometimes we have too much pride to say those things. And I love just your whole ideology about, you know, put it out there and see who has a solution to your problem. You know, see what people have to offer, what resources they have. I totally agree with that.
Trust me, it is there. I'm a living witness. 2.5 years I've been living in Florida. Girl, you wouldn't believe the blessings. Like, I'm not ashamed to tell my story. One of my Facebook friends, never even met, we was just talking one day, and, you know, he's like a real man of God. And he was like, Shanika, well, what's going on? I said, this is what's going on. He was like, all right, go to Western Union. Man, send me $200.
Oh my gosh. Girl, I would have ugly cried.
I did. I mean,
if I was in that situation, girl, when I've been in them places, and even somebody, even like, you know, family, when they blessed me in a situation like that, girl, ugly cry.
That's what it was. Because I'm like, are you like, you really, and that's the thing, I'm like, you genuinely have people that really care, where they're not asking you for nothing. And, you know, a brother in Christ could really help his sister in Christ. Because, you know, mm-hmm. you may just meet that person for a season. Like, it's been so met on social media, and we've connected, and we genuinely help each other out. Because if we believe in the same Lord, and we believe in the same God, and we're called to take care of our brother and sisters.
Yes. Yes, I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. And when you give, it don't matter. Because God gives back.
Exactly.
he takes care of the people who give cheerfully. And I totally stand by that. And that's one of the reasons why I feel like you and so many other people that I know who are believers are such cheerful givers. They don't mind helping other people, you know, and giving their resources to, even just like right now, like, this is great for you and your brand, but you're also helping out Success on Demand. You're helping me out, you know, and I see that you and so many other people are so happy to give your time, you know, are so happy to share your story. And I totally appreciate that. And for that, you'll be blessed. Like, I just already know, like, I appreciate this more than you know.
Well, I appreciate you making a post.
Of course. I have to do my part, too. And I'm happy that you accepted. Like, I really do appreciate this. And I know it sounds like I'm in an interview, y'all, but I'm not. I got one more question. Right. I'm like, no, I can't. Because usually when I do that, they're like, all right, it's coming to an end. But no, I want to end the interview with, what is the best piece of advice that you can give to a fellow woman entrepreneur that's behind you?
Your testimony is your empowerment, because you're empowered by your struggles. People think struggles is something to be ashamed of, but it's beauty in your struggle, because you know we're going to mature through situations. We're going to grow through situations. So when you come on when you come into assignment and you meet someone else, you can give them you know, tools that work for you, but maybe they have to tailor it to their situation so that they can persevere and they can fight the good fight of faith and they can keep on going and growing. And that's what bothers me sometimes. You know, people feel, you know, once they've reached a certain point of success, they don't have to share their ugly struggles no more, except when it's relevant for them. Sometimes you just gotta tell your story. And don't be ashamed of it. Because I'm like, Jesus ain't ashamed to tell his story. Or, well, he wasn't, right, even from like 3,000 years ago now. But hey, look what it's done. It saved people who were lost. And now they're found.
Yes. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. And I hope that everyone who's tuned into this podcast has just been able to take something from this interview. Like, even as far as all of our, you know, soon to be authors, anyone who has the desire to become an author, or just anyone who's within entrepreneurship and can relate to what we've spoken about today. And like I said, Shanika, just thank you so much for giving your time to come on the show today. Like, your story, and I know way long ago we had a discussion about you being on the show, and since then, like, God has just moved me to just open the doors to everyone who has a desire to tell their story, because I feel like, though, even if I only have 10, you know, people who are interested in being an author who listen to this show, even if you just change one person's life, you know, that's enough for me. And it's just the same with all of the other women who filled out that form. Like, if only one or two people's lives are changed, like, that is enough for the purpose that's behind this show and the purpose that's behind, you know, just inspiring more women to become entrepreneurs. And I just really appreciate you. Like, I really appreciate you. You really dropped some jewels today and been very transparent with us.
You've reminded me of so much that I've accomplished. Because sometimes I'll have moments where, like, I'm sitting in a rut, like, okay, what am I supposed to be doing? And then I'm like, Shanika, what is wrong with you? Just be quiet, challenge. Just be patient. Just wait, okay?
Yes, I totally agree with that. And I'm gonna end this interview by saying that, because I feel like there's a reason that God just had you say what you said about waiting. It's because just recently, so many blessings, so many just announcements and opportunities have come available. And I'm trying to tell people that God has a time for everything. We have a way of being so impatient about things that sometimes we don't even realize that God has a plan for the way things are supposed to go. And we become impatient sometimes. And I love that you just brought up the fact of just sit still sometimes. Just sit still and allow the natural flow of things to happen. Yes, whatever business idea that you had at the beginning of January 2018, you're wondering why it hasn't popped off yet. Give it time. Yes, you knew you wanted to open this boutique and for some reason you don't have the funds yet. Give it time. Like, there's so many things that we are trying to bring to pass or that we've done and that we've forgotten about. Just like you said, that sometimes we have to remind ourselves that, hey, it feels like you're not going nowhere, but you are. You've made so much progress. And I'm speaking to the audience, but I'm speaking to you too, Shanika. Because you reminded me of all of the great things that you've done and all of the great resources that you have to offer to women and why it's so important for them to hear this podcast. Like, you know more than you even know, that you even realize. There's some things we talked about that we ain't talked about in years, but I know that we've both been still silently cultivating those skills. So it's like, girl, anybody listening to this, give it time. Let God do his thing. Let him do his thing, because he'll shock you. And for me personally, 2018 was probably one of the most trying years of my life. But I tell you, these last 3 months, God has shown me things that I never in a million years thought I would have seen in this 365 days. So I know, coming from a personal experience, that you just have to give yourself time. Go easy on yourself. Don't be so judgmental to yourself, because if you don't love you the way that you should, then nobody else can. And that's how we're going to end this podcast today. And Shanika, if you have any closing words, I would like you to tell us where people can follow you on Facebook and social media and any websites if you have them.
Well, it's best to just reach me on Facebook.
Okay.
Under Shanika Canty. My name will be in the podcast. If you have trouble spelling it, it is not Shaniqua. It is Shanika. No U, no E. So just, I'm looking forward to connecting with everyone and growing and just unleashing some great creativity in 2019 and leaving a legacy.
Yes. Thank you, you guys. And please go and follow. And I actually meant thank you, Shanika, so much. And thank you guys for tuning in. But, you know, like I told you guys, 2019 is going to be very, very rich for Success on Demand. We plan on bringing a wide variety of women on to tell their stories. There's going to be somebody for everybody to relate to. And I hope that you guys keep tuning in and enjoying and sharing the passion that these women have for what they're doing and what they're working towards. If you haven't already, head over to our Facebook page and follow our like page, and, you know, even join our group. We talk about a lot in there. We share a lot of cool stories and resources and memes and all kinds of stuff. And then head over to our Instagram and follow us there, because that is where we feature women and publish their stories and share their pictures and all kinds of stuff. So if you're looking for a community to be a part of, we will accept you here at Success on Demand, because we're all about women in business. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, I am your host, D. Lake. And until next time, I'll catch you then.
Hey y'all, this is Shanika Canty, and you've heard my story on Success on Demand.
Before I let you go, be sure to head over to our Instagram @_officialSOD and show some love to all of the awesome women who we've been featuring on our page, as well as the great content that's there to help you to learn all of the things that we are learning and that we think you should know. And also head over to successondemand.co to see how you can have your opportunity to be on the Success on Demand podcast. Just click on the top of our webpage that says Why Her and type in why you think yourself or another woman should be featured on the podcast. And do not forget to leave a review on iTunes or Spotify, just letting other podcast listeners know why you love Success on Demand and why you listen. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you guys next week.